How did I do that? The work of faith begins in focusing on my spiritual growth and my spiritual development. As soon as you come into the body of Christ, God empowers you with light. He then gives you the encouragement by faith to grow up and develop your walk in God. If you refuse to work the work of faith, no one will ever know. You will never be distinguished. You will never be intimate. You will never be eminent or prominent in your witness for God. Preachers look at other preachers and wow, look what they're doing. No, they've been shining. Some believers look at other believers. How do they do that? They've been working on their faith. How do I work on it? I work in spiritual growth, spiritual development. We're going to read John 6, 28 and 29. The multitude asked Jesus a question. They came to Jesus and said, Master, what work must we do to do the work that God requires? Jesus' answer in the 29th verse of John 6 is this. He says, the work that God requires, listen to this, is that you believe in whom he has sent. So the work that the believer ought to build themselves is in their faith. How did I get it? God gave me the faith. Faith comes by God, by grace of God. So I got the faith God has given me. So then I must work that faith in the expression of my salvation. That's the only way to please God, by working my faith, that my spiritual growth, I may grow up spiritually, and I may grow up in spiritual development. Well, what is spiritual development? Well, 2 Peter 1, verse 5 through 10 tells you what it is. It is that when I begin adding to my faith virtue, goodness, patience, long-suffering, all the things of the Spirit, because I'm working my faith. Many of us will never shine as believers because we don't want to work. We're lazy in our faith. I'm saved, and I'm sanctified. No, you got to put some work in. Because God says the work of God is the work of faith. The work of faith is spiritual development and spiritual growth. Spiritual growth is that my faith increases. And the development is I add pieces to go up the rung of my faith. Well, you were 5 years ago and not acceptable to God. God wants you to grow. If you have been obtuse with being dull and blunt in your glowing, it's time to turn the volume. Yes, yes. Nobody likes the dull light. Amen. When the light in your house starts clicking, the first thing you start looking for is a replacement. Well, that's how we are in the Spirit of God. God has empowered you with all the energy of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And you do it. Because what's wrong with this picture? The empowerment in you, God has called you, God has empowered you to shine forth the light of God's presence and righteousness in you, but you must walk the faith to express your salvation. Why? Because salvation is progressive. See, you have been saved from the guilt and the penalty of sin. You're not going to hell. But you are being saved as a Christian from the habits and the dominion of sin right now. That's where your work is. Right. And you shall be saved from the presence of the body infirmities when Jesus returns. But in the midpoint, there's a work process that must go on. There's some habits that's worked out by faith. There's some flesh issues that are removed by faith because of salvation. You say, okay, I understand. I gotta work. Then how do I work? The Bible tells you, in fear and in trembling. So that means that faith is effective only, I want you to hear this, faith is effective only when I have the reverence unto God, which is fear. So in my faith, if I don't reverence God, if I treat God just like a homeboy, I'll be dropped like JC. I heard a preacher say, that's my homie, that's JC. That's nonsense. You got to reverence God. That means when you come to the Word, when you come into His presence, that will be some awe and some high lifting in your mind to who He is, that God has empowered me. I want to reverence Him. I want to fear Him. Amen. So then faith works by reverencing God, which is fear. Faith works by trembling, which says that my faith moves in action unto the grace of God. Therefore, I tremble. Have you ever cared so much for somebody and you're preparing something? You just, well, I gotta get ready. It's just, I just make sure it's right. My children like me to cook so much because when I cook, I try to be gourmet. Somebody, I mean, grow a little, but it's done, it's good. But what I be doing, I watch the time. I watch the time, I be doing it here and that there. And, that's a trembling. Because see, the master cook is going to come in and taste my stuff. And when she sit down, I want her to say, mmm. So in my effort, I'm like, who am I doing this right now? And she come here, look at all this mess. Then I can say, but you don't know the trembling. And so what the Bible is saying, in order for me to exercise my faith, that would be a great aspect of trembling of awe, reverence, and great trembling that gets the effectiveness of my faith. Because if I have faith but no fear, faith doesn't go to work. When I have no reverence, faith doesn't work. When I have no trembling, faith doesn't work.
All right. Right.
Some of us don't tremble like nothing. Or nobody. We like to do. Hey. Hey. Nothing moved me. Well, guess what? And that tells me your faith didn't work. Because when real faith works, it brings you to a humbling, reverent posture. Not only to God, but all those who have followed. Well, let me skip that and move on here. Well, the Bible says, first of all, there must be a personal diligence. I must give a personal labor in to express my salvation in fear and trembling. The next thing he says, for it is God who works in you, listen to what he says, to will and to act according to his good purpose. In order for me to be empowered to shine and be radiant in the light of God that's in me, I must be in God's purpose for me. God's purpose works in the believer to accomplish God's will. And it has three parts to it. There must be intent in God's purpose. There must be faith in God's purpose. There must be obedience in God's purpose. And they are inextricably tied together. Purpose means this. Purpose, we talked about all last year, is a firmly fixed mind and will to a course pursued. It is simply and profoundly intent. What that means is that God intends for while you're laboring in your faith that two things would happen. That you would act, which is an obedience, and that you would will, which is faith. That means that my intentionality in the circumstance that I am in is to bring about God's will. And I have faith, that means I believe God's will be performed. But in order to perform it, I must act, which is obedience in what God has told me to do. And God is in me all the time working that I may do this. If my faith starts working, God's intent begins to illuminate from me. I act by faith in obedience to whatever God tells me to do. No matter how strange it looks to anybody else, but by faith God has intended it, I act in obedience. Why? Because God has intentionally put me here.